Yes, sir. What's happening?
The owner of a Ventura County auto repair shop is greeting a tow truck driver who stopped by to say hello. Business is slow for the shop. It was good until coronavirus hit.
Business was good, steady. The economy was in good shape. This kind of reminds me of the 2008 recession that we went through. We're an essential business, so we really didn't shut down. We were open, but there was no business for easily the first 2.5, maybe 3 weeks.
Les Forster is owner of Thousand Oaks Automotive. It's a small shop with Forster and two mechanics. He's owned it for 15 years, and business had been strong with a regular clientele.
The first couple of weeks reduced 90%. It may have had, within that first 3 weeks, 5, 6, 8 cars until things started opening up. I think people were just getting real anxious. They needed to get out is what it was. And with the financial impact as well, people can't put the money into their vehicles as they normally would. So basic maintenance is their only concern.
Forster's business finally began to improve a little. But then when the George Floyd protest marches started locally, he says it once again dropped.
Up until this last 2 weeks, maybe as much as 3 weeks, it's been picking up steadily as I've gone from that 90% loss up to maybe 50% loss. But another impact, of course, was the protests last week. That just went right down to the bottom again. So last week I probably had 2 cars a day, so maybe 10 cars for the week. And even today it's still impacted.
In the garage of the auto repair shop off of Thousand Oaks Boulevard, mechanic Ernesto Parra is looking under the hood of a car. He's replacing a starter.
Not that easy. We need to remove so the tire, the alternator, tensioner, a bell, and the starter. Yeah, it's like a couple or 3 hours for the job.
Parra says he's grateful for the work they have, but admits they've been struggling.
It's so hard because the bills, they don't work, so we are paying all the bills. So it's here, it's ours, our family, because my family is staying home all the time. They don't go out. We don't have the money to do it.
The small auto shop did get some of the federal relief funding, but it was only a temporary fix. Owner Les Forster admits it's a crisis that businesses simply couldn't have anticipated.
It's not something that you actually plan for, or at least the most common person doesn't plan for this. So a lot of my customers, they're laid off, staying at home, still abiding by the shutdown. Yeah, I think it's going to be like this for a little while.
And making it more complicated is the fact the crisis has impacted the parts supply chain, making it hard at times to get the items they need to make repairs.
The other part of this impact is, of course, all of my suppliers, they were reduced in their manpower as well. So that impacts getting parts delivered. The availability of parts overall was another effect of this. What I've learned of those people, of course, they've laid people off and they haven't come back yet.
Forster says he and his team just try to keep a positive attitude.
You just kind of go with the tide. I mean, we're doing the best we can. We're here for the public. That's our main focus, is making sure that people's cars are well maintained.
Business for Thousand Oaks Automotive is now running about 50% of normal. Forster and his team are hoping with more parts of the community reopening, they'll see more vehicles coming in for repairs. He's hoping they may also get more help through a small business relief fund being established by Ventura County. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.